Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Redstone. I'm on the grid. Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. We've got a full house this evening, and we've also got live action going on right now as we speak. I wonder if Spencer Strider still thinks it's not very hostile in Philadelphia. It's not so hostile there. Well, it's pretty hostile now. You're down 6-0. Philadelphia Phillies leading this baseball game 6-0. So we really do have a full house. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart off today. But we've got Joe Lisi stepping up and in. Joe Ranieri on the radar. Dave Sharapan will join us straight for the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got Steve Merrill, George Kurtz. Like I said, we've got a full house. We've got a little bit of something for everybody tonight. We're talking baseball, college football, NFL football. A couple of games in the National Hockey League. Next week, we have NBA. Coach James Young will rejoin the rotation on a nightly basis, and we'll start banging the boards in the association. The Cleveland Guardians are now tied at 1 with the New York Yankees. Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge hit 62 home runs in the regular season, but Aaron Judge can't hit the baseball in the postseason. And suddenly, we've got a series going back to C-Town right now, tied at 1, as we referenced, the Philadelphia Phillies. I didn't understand this number. I didn't get this. I didn't understand how the Phillies were actually underdogs. Was it Nolan Ryan? This kid? Like, I swear to God, man, we live in a day and age right now that if you, like, let's just call it, like, if this dumbass didn't have that stupid mustache, would people, like, you know what I mean? You know how many good players there are and, like, guys that, like, look at Framber Valdez. Look what a great pitcher he is. The guy had 26 consecutive starts this year in which it was, like, 6 innings, at least 6 innings, and 2 runs or less. He doesn't have a stupid goatee, doesn't have a stupid mustache, doesn't talk very much. Strider talks a lot for a kid that's been in the league for, like, a couple of months. It's like Manoah. You notice that? You notice? Baseball will humble your ass fast, man. It's like betting, right? But, like, if you're a pitcher and you're a young kid, don't talk, man. If you're getting people out, just, you know, be nice to them. Be nice to them. Don't talk, right? You look at Alek Manoah on the Blue Jays. Nice kid. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's passionate. All right, fine. You know, at the All-Star game, he's telling people to sit the F down. And, you know, like, he's showing people up all the time. And what happened when it mattered? You were basically crying in the dugout after you got lit up in the first inning. Strider gets into it with Met fans earlier in the year. Now he's called, like, of all places, like, don't encourage Philadelphia. This place is electric right now. This place is electric. Can you imagine if it's Philadelphia and San Diego to go to the World Series? It might be. It might be. The baseball playoffs are super cool. Right? They know it's cool. It's great having baseball during the day. Bob Costas is doing the game. It's really like old school. It's got an old school vibe. I feel like I'm a kid again or something. Like, I'm here at Costas this afternoon. There's baseball. But this best of five stuff is insane. I mean, you go 162 games and, you know, you can win 111 games. So, you know, so what? So what? Yankee season on the brink, going back to Cleveland. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Brenzi. Let's do this thing. Countdown to kickoff is on. We've got a huge and massive weekend of football, college football, NFL football. Let's start off in the morning with Michigan and Penn State. We've got Alabama and Tennessee. TCU host Oklahoma State. The USC Trojans still undefeated. right now going in to Utah. NFL football. Joe Burrow returns to the Bayou. New Orleans Saints, all kinds of injuries. Michael Thomas out. Jarvis Landry out. Lattimore out. Without Lattimore, it's going to be a real challenge to slow down Ja'Marr Chase. The last time Ja'Marr Chase was on this football field, he had 221 yards of yards receiving yards, not to mention the touchdowns. And if you remember the, you know, Joe Burrow lighting up the cigar, where did that happen? At the Superdome. What a game. What a game. It's a perfect crossover for our first guest of the evening. It'll join us in a couple of minutes, Joe Lisi, because it'll cross over from college football at LSU into this big football game in the National Football League this week. I know that Andy Dalton hasn't sucked over the last couple of weeks. He looked good in London. He lit it up last week. But it's Joe Burrow versus Andy Dalton in a basic pick 'em. Who do you want? And may I remind you, it's 2022. You know, who do you want? Do you want Joe Burrow or you want Andy Dalton in this spot? I'll take Joe Burrow. I'll take Ja'Marr Chase, especially without Lattimore. I mean, they're without their best defensive back, and the Saints' defense, quite frankly, has not been very good this year. The Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles, massive football game, NFC East style. Now there's word that CeeDee Lamb is questionable for this football game. We'll get you caught up to date with all the...
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The injuries and what we're looking at for our National Football League best bets this week. I look forward to Lisi's picks as well. College football gets started early in the morning. And as I stated, man, there are so many good games. We got games tonight. Navy and SMU. I'm not sure SMU should be laying as many points. Yeah, I know this is the best Naval Academy football team that they put on the field in recent years, but still a lot of points to be laying. So we'll take a look at tonight's games, but it's all about this weekend, Saturday, Sunday. It's a football palooza. Let's do this thing. Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. That's us, the Major League Baseball playoffs. The Philadelphia Phillies are winning 6-0 right now in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runners on first and second with one out. They're looking to blow this thing open. Odorizzi's on the hill. Hoskins is in the box. And we see in the playoffs, you can never have enough runs. So if you're Philadelphia, you don't want to get too comfortable right now, even though you are up 6-0. So we've got a massive weekend of action. Great stuff. Great stuff. Listen, Joe Lisi gets fired up for a Wake Forest and a North Carolina game, right? So he said Boston College, Virginia Tech, it doesn't matter. But this weekend, Joe, word of no lie, and we're not exaggerating, it's a football palooza in the NFL and in college, but across the board, huh, Joe, in college, like starting in the morning with the Big Ten matchup, top 10 Michigan and Penn State, going into the 3:30 slate with TCU, Oklahoma State, Tennessee and Alabama, USC wrap things up, still undefeated. Joe Lisi steps up and in. How you doing, Joe?
Oh, doing well, Gabe, and you're right. I mean, it's an unbelievable weekend of college and pro football. It's either going to be great or we're going to get blasted in terms of getting knocked around in terms of the sides that we like. So hopefully there's multiple opportunities on Saturday. That's why I love college football, the 12 o'clock window, the 3:30, you get the 6 and 7 and 8 o'clock games, and then obviously the bailout blowouts at 10 and 10:30 respectively. That's what it's all about. Feel good about these top 25 battles, though.
I'll tell you what, Joe, you're bang on. You know, for me, college football totals are the way to go. Like, you know, I'll put big money. I had big money on the Baylor game to go over last night with West Virginia. But when it comes to sides, Joe, in college football, I'll admit, and as much as we know and we love about it, it's a wild sport, man. you know, some Saturdays I kill it. I go 11-2, and some other Saturdays I'm like, man, I just went 3-7. That was rough, right? Like last night at Baylor, they lose the game late. It is. People all call it football this and that. Yeah. Try to, especially the bigger games and these conferences. It's not easy. Like, it's a tough sport. Like, put it this way. Anything can happen, Joe, in a college football game. That's the thing. Anything can happen.
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. Just look at, like, the trends that just, you know, broke over the past couple of weeks, right, with Oklahoma, the dominance, and then them getting knocked around by Texas last week. They didn't even score. I mean,
49-0.
I know. It's unbelievable. And people say, oh, you know, college football. The reason why people don't like college football, Gabe, is because it's inconsistent, right? Everybody looks for the trend in terms of the NBA and the NFL because of the consistency of the pros, right? They're men. If you get a guy averages 20 points in the NBA, you might have that outlier 1 week, but most of the time he's right around his average. Not in college football. I mean, just look at the CLV in terms of the closing value, right? Sometimes these games blow right through the closing line. They're not even close, like 75% of the games. I mean,
dude,
getting the
exactly.
best number doesn't matter.
I think the best way to describe it, if people are, what do you guys sort of get to our point is, look at last night. What was that total in the UCF game? 45?
Right. Yeah, it was
dude,
like
they
was
got
like,
into the 60. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, no, it was 43.5, 44, 45. It was 45. One team got into the 60s. I don't even know what the final score was. I stopped after it was 63-14 or whatever the hell it was. But, you know, the odds makers are even sort of jumping in and hoping for the best when it comes to a college game. So let's get started. Penn State, Michigan. Joe, it's the first time since 1997 that both teams are ranked in the top 10 when they're playing against each other. Coach Franklin recruits NFL caliber football players, but he's had a hard time really putting it together and really, really having, you know, and having an impact in a conference, and he has struggled against Harbaugh. What do you make of this one with Franklin just being 2-6 against the spread the last eight games against the Michigan Wolverines, Joe?
Yeah, it's a great point. I just watched that game last night with Keijon Carter and Ty Wheatley in terms of that matchup when it was 3-5. You bring up a great point. Here, I'll give you both sides of the fence. Michigan's dominant at home over the last year and a half. They're 11-0 straight up in the Big House. I mean, all they do is run the football and work off of play action, and J.J. McCarthy playing lights out. We know about Penn State this year. They can run the football. I think that's the difference this year than in years past. They're averaging 192 yards on the ground. I like Sean Clifford in this spot. And Penn State's defense, Gabe, holding opposing offenses is 79 rushing yards per game and 29% on third down conversions. Let's not forget, a couple of years ago, even though it was a COVID year, they won as a 4.5-point dog. I'm going to back Penn State to potentially upset Michigan in this ball game. I like them with the points, and I like them on the money line.
Man, Joe always loves the upsets. I know. The total was 51.5. It's down to 49.5. I thought it was a little high, 51.5. Not one Michigan game's got over. They have one push, 5-0-1 to the over. Yet there's a lot of skill on the field, isn't there, with these running backs? Penn State's backs, Blake Corum. The total worries me a little bit. These Michigan games aren't stone cold unders all the time. I think Michigan survived, Joe. The score I came back to was actually under the number, but I might be a little light. I was thinking Michigan 27-21 type of thing.
Yeah,
Michigan 27-23 Michigan.
I mean, here's the thing. Look at last year. It was 17-14 with like 3 minutes left, and they broke a big touchdown on the tight end, right? I mean, they typically go
with Eric Gall. That was the Eric Gall show. You're right. That was his big play. You're right, yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think, you know, both teams want to establish a run, and if they do, there you go. The clock is going to burn. So, at the end of the day, I would lean to the under. I think it was a little high. I mean, I was shocked that the total was 51.5. I thought it would be maybe in the 40s, but – Penn State's a different offense this year. Maybe that's why you're getting the 51.5. Let's not forget, a couple of years ago it was 27-17. That would be under the number as well at 44. So I lean the under, but to me, I still think the side is Penn State.
So Joe's calling the upset here, taking the points. So let's stay in the Big Ten right now with the Minnesota Golden Gophers laying 6.5 on the road. What's up with this number? No respect for Illinois at all. Laying 6.5 here?
Yeah, well, keep in mind now, Illinois got the win last year, 14-6, right? They're in the top 25, but PJ Fleck of Minnesota, a great road team since 2019, 13-4 straight up. I think they were 5-1 last year on the road. All they do is step up on the road or on a neutral field. They can run the football. Number one ranked third down offense, Gabe, and defense, 77% on the offensive side, holding opposing offenses to only 17% of their third down opportunities. You get off the field on three and outs, you're giving Tanner Morgan and that offense more opportunities to score in a revenge spot. I'm rowing the boat. I'm going to lay it with P.J. Fleck of Minnesota in Champaign.
Man, me and Lisey going head to head. We're on the opposite side. I got Michigan. Even though I think
that's where the games go.
Yeah, exactly. That's college.
That's what means I'm always right, and you'll be right too. I mean, 100%.
I got to take the home dog here. I'll have Michigan and money line parlays, but I got to take the home dog with Illinois. What about the total, Joe? At 39.5, you mentioned it. 14-6 last year. We saw Illinois last week 9-6 against Iowa. I know it's a low number, but bro, this is almost like a military academy game. I know. Both these teams run the ball. Like, it's just going to be run.
I mean, I would say I lean to the over, but again, you have two rock solid defenses, and Illinois, I got to be honest with you, very underrated in the secondary. They're holding opposing offenses to like 160 passing yards.
What's the deal with the quarterback though, with the veto? That's the big thing, right? Coming into this thing.
He's a game time decision, supposedly, from what I read. I mean, you got to figure he's going to play. Chase Brown will be in that matchup. And even if he doesn't play, Gabe, they have
six. Yeah, it's a run offense. Right? Anyways, yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, I think they'll be okay. I think the bigger issue is which offense can exploit the secondary. Can it be obviously the speed of Illinois? You're buying into P.J. Fleck and the Golden Gophers. I just think their defense is a little more complete, and that's why I'm laying it with Minnesota.
I had a guest on last night. He said he's betting on Illinois to win the Big Ten, not the whole conference, the division. Pretty bold. I was like, when did the last time Illinois –
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
No, I won. Was with Kirk Kittner going back to 2001, the last time Illinois.
Rocky Harvey.
Yeah, yeah. And they got smashed by LSU after in the bowl game to 2001. I got to take the points. All right, we'll get into Kansas, Oklahoma, Iowa State, Texas, and more on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing. Joe Lisi came with us. Love talking football with Joe. We even got some CFL, Joe. I know you'd be down. You love all football.
Yeah.
Carver, I know Carver talks to you about golf. You're like, I don't care about the President's Cup, Carver. I'm like, I got football to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if we can make money on it, that's great. But I'm not claiming that I have the inside edge on golf. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, it's like a coin flip for me. I pick names in golf sometimes. He's got the trajectory of the ball, the club the guy's using. I mean, like, you know, at the end of the day, you're killing me here. I have no idea. I don't know my ass from my elbow when it comes to golf.
All right, so let's keep this rolling. College football. I want to get into the NFL with Joe Lisi as well. So we disagree. I think Michigan are going to win the football game. Like I said, they're 6-2 the last eight against Penn State. Michigan are the real deal. I look forward to seeing J.J. McCarthy's never really been pressed yet, Joe. Are you a McCarthy guy? He's never, like in the games, he's never had to be all right, JJ.
Right.
Let's see what you got. Right. We need a first down. We need a touchdown. Right. Like, we need something here. It's always, well, we're up. Don't worry. You know what I mean? Not that he's been holding us back, but a guest on my show said this week, I look forward to seeing an unleashed JJ McCarthy, like the next level from this guy. What's your take on McCarthy?
I'm with you in the sense that, like, you sort of were capped out with Cade McNamara. Now, the good thing about Cade was that he was battle-tested, right? I mean, go back to the game against Rutgers. He's been through some wars where he pulled them out, and obviously he went through that game in East Lansing. He lost, but he's an experienced quarterback. J.J. McCarthy as the starter, not really that press. So that's going to be an issue if Penn State does jump up early. But McCarthy gives you the best option to, in terms of big picture, getting past where you did last year in terms of Georgia and maybe the college football playoff, and obviously gives you the best shot to potentially score from a come-from-behind type of situation and obviously score maybe 35 in this ball game. We'll see how it plays out. But obviously the pressure can't get to him, because then obviously if that happens, then yeah, got to make the switch back to Cade in that type of situation if you're Harbaugh.
They want to see more. Harbaugh loves J.J. McCarthy. It's his guy. And they want to see him run more. Normally, Joe, it's funny. Normally, they'll tell quarterbacks, don't take off so quickly. J.J., it's the opposite. They've told him, you know, and Harbaugh said it publicly. Said, I told J.J., don't be shy to take off. Use your athleticism, right? Like, we want to see you. You're a big dude. Get out there and run. So I can't wait for this football game. But I think Michigan advanced. I think Michigan are on a collision course with Ohio State and undefeated. I'll take Illinois plus the points. Joe likes Minnesota. We both agree with the under. All right, what are you doing with Oklahoma, man, coming off their most humiliating loss in school history? Dylan Gabriel is back, and it looks like Daniels is out for Kansas, Joe. But talking about backup quarterbacks, Jason Bean can ball, bro. Played at North Texas. This guy's a veteran backup quarterback. He's decent. What's your take on this game?
Here's the series. OU's won 17 straight game against Kansas. Like, if you can't win.
Hey, Kansas beat Texas last year, though. Now, this year, they can. Here it comes.
I'm going to say this right now. This is not a game I'm going to be betting in any capacity. I'm not going to even bet it at all on Saturday.
No total? No totals, nothing?
Total. I mean, the line opened up at 7. It's up to 9. Because you don't know what you're going to get out of OU. But again, at the end of the day, there's more pressure on obviously OU to step up. I mean, Brett Venables can't lose this game 4 in a row. Then what? He has the potential to be run out of town in terms of this situation, especially if they get held to a shutout. I mean, unbelievable. But, I mean, at the end of the day, they have more talent. I expect them to run at will on the front 7 of Kansas. I think they eke out a win, maybe 10, maybe 13 points. I think it'll be ugly somehow, some way. I think they cover, though.
Texas Longhorns are laying 15.5 against Iowa State. Any interest in this game?
Love this game. I'm back in Iowa State. They've won 3 straight by 9.3 points per game. Dominated this game last year, 30-7. I know it was last year, but I like Matt Campbell as an underdog. I like Hunter Deckers. I like Xavier Hutchinson. And I like the defense of Iowa State. 91 rush yards allowed, 29% in third down conversions. They're only giving up about .170 on the back end, too, in terms of the secondary. I think they could be well within this number, and I it's one of my picks for Saturday. Don't be shocked if they strike the upset in Austin.
Wow. All right, Joe. You know what? I can't. It's hard to give Matt Campbell this many points at Iowa State. People, you know, it doesn't take much, does it, Joe, for like people to buy into the Texas hype? Yeah. Texas just wins a game or two. People are like, "Oh, here we go." You know what I mean? People start like throwing their money. I want to take Texas.
Bouquets. They're throwing bouquets at them because they beat a beat down. That's the thing. I mean, here's the thing, too.
He is good.
Yes, he's very good, but there's a potential look ahead as well. They have Oak State on deck next week. Don't look ahead past, you know, a gutty. And Iowa State's 0-3 in the conference. You're going to get – this is their Super Bowl. You're going to get their best shot Saturday afternoon.
I like the points, too. What's Campbell's record? I have it here. Campbell's record, Joe, in getting points, too, at double-digit points. Very impressive.
I think he's really good getting points. He's a very good underdog.
9-2 ATS. Yep. 9-2 ATS getting double digits. Yep. I like the points here, too. I look at this Saturday, and I love it from a fan perspective, but from a betting perspective, it's tough. But we're getting somewhere here. I agree with, you know, with the last two games that we just talked about.
With
Iowa State, Kansas and Oklahoma with Dylan Gabriel back, I think this game will go over though at 64.5. I've got Mississippi over 7.5 wins, Joe. They're cruising. They're at 6-0 right now. pretty good football team, but they haven't played the toughest schedule, but it was a nice win against against Kentucky. You know, they haven't been this big of a favorite against Auburn since 2001. Have to go all the way back there. Auburn are money burners, Joe. They've covered one game this year. Worst, the biggest money burner in the SEC, the Auburn Tigers. 1-5 ATS.
Yeah, and the game they covered was an 8.5, 7.5. It was 8.5 at the start of the kick with LSU where they covered, right? 17-0. They lose 21-17.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. I mean, Auburn season's over. They lose the heartbreaker to LSU in a rivalry game. You got another rivalry game with Georgia. You get your doors blown off. This team, I think, is emotionally done. Harsin is done. I mean, I have no confidence in terms of Auburn stepping up and going toe-to-toe with Ole Miss and Jackson Dart. Coupled with the fact that Ole Miss is very physical, offense and defense aligns, I just give the coaching advantage to Lane Kiffin. I think he tacks it on that. I think he lays a 28-point deficit on Auburn. Kick a dog when it's down. That's what they're going to do in Oxford. I think they cover fairly easy in this ballgame.
Joe, there's a pretty good chance Mississippi are undefeated when they play Alabama.
Yeah.
Later this year.
Yep.
I think it's November the 2nd.
Last year, that line was 14.5. Remember, get your popcorn ready. And he got his door.
Yeah.
42-0 in the third quarter. Well, I'm curious to see what the line will be if Bama rolls against Tennessee. They have Miss State next week. Then they follow it up with Ole Miss. If both teams are undefeated, basically where we are right now, I put the spread probably 8.5.
Well, that's exactly what it is right now for the Crimson Tide, Joe. Against the Tennessee Volunteers, 3:30 Saturday, CBS television. The total is 66.5. Tennessee Volunteers plus 265 on the money line at FanDuel. Alabama minus 335. Tennessee have not beaten Alabama since 2006, the year before Nick Saban got to Alabama. Saban's 15-0 against these guys, 11-4 against the spread. The number is going up, obviously a reflection of the odds makers believing that Bryce Young's going to play, Joe.
Yep, and here's the thing, too. When do you get Alabama basically at a touchdown? I mean, only against Clemson, right? 6.5 in the national championship game and in the college football playoff, they were 6.5-point favorites. Outside of that, unless they're playing Georgia, you never get Alabama that way. They've won 15 straight, the last three, by 27 points per game. They still covered this line last year. It was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. They win 52-24 going away as a 25.5-point favorite. I cannot take Tennessee here. I think Alabama is able to pound it down their throat with the running game, not the passing attack with Bryce Young. I think it'll be the rushing attack. They're averaging 6.9 yards per carry, have the number two ranked third down defense in all of college football. More pressure on Tennessee than there is Alabama right now. I'm laying it.
You're laying it. Roll Tide. Roll it with the Tide, says Joe Lisi. Tennessee only give up 89 yards a game on the ground, but I think that could be deceptive, Joe, because they're leading all the time, so teams don't run on them.
Right.
They don't try to run.
The last
you know what I mean?
Right. And here's the thing, too. Like with LSU, they jumped up and got the running game out of whack because they were up by two scores. If they just line up and go mano a mano with the offensive and defensive lines of Alabama, they haven't even been in the same football field. So I just can't buy in that all of a sudden now, because they're hitting on all cylinders offensively, that'll help their defense. I think they get worn down in run support.
All good points, but we have to tip our cap to this team. Beating Florida is one thing. Going into Baton Rouge and doing what they did is pretty impressive. Like past Tennessee teams in recent years wouldn't have been able to do that. Like they definitely have a physical toughness. Like put it this way, they're not – like the past couple of years, and last year we saw that game against Purdue and stuff, Joe. They were just like, it was like watching a Houston Cougar game or something. It was like, yeah, you guys can score 50, but you can give up 49 or 51. They're coming up with stops a little bit now. Like I said, dude, it's not easy. They beat Florida. They beat LSU. And how about Hendon Hooker? This guy's got the best numbers in the SEC, and he's played a pretty tough schedule so far. But I know what you mean. I don't know. I almost get the feeling that Tennessee are going to win this game outright, or they're going to lose 56-7. There's no in between.
That's what we're right. We're going to either make it, we're going to have the cash, or we're going to get kicked in the chops.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
We've got a couple of more picks from Joe on the other side here. Get his take on the Dolphins, but we got more college games, big time college games to hit. Let's do this thing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Someone in our chat says they want to be your bookie. I said, the guy, you got no money. What are you going to book? Your crap-ass computer you're typing on right now?
You got to love the fans. Oh, come on. I get abused all the time. Hey, you either bet against me or you take the picks. Either way, you're doing well, right?
Hey, he's watching you. You're not watching him.
True.
That's the way I learned it. To me, this is sort of, that's the downside of this industry. It's like a great job and stuff. It's like being a bus driver. You're going to have to deal with some guy that smells like urine, that's like pleasuring himself on the bus. You just got to keep driving the bus. This city. I could kick him out of the chat, but I figured he'd be out there stalking women instead of stalking me. It's safer this way.
It's cool. It's all cool. Listen, you got to have thick skin in this industry. You know it and I know it. I think it's funny in the sense of some of the trolls come out and they're pretty good in terms of the comments. You got to support them. Not bad. I'll take it.
Not mine. not here.
They hit low. They hit low. They hit high.
A swing and miss. Like I said, the quality of trolls, like everything, it's gone down. 6-0 Philadelphia. Right now, I want to get your NFL thoughts before we get you out here, and I appreciate your time. You can catch up with Mike later. So let's just blast through some more college here. Hennon Hooker, though. You like Hennon Hooker's NFL prospects moving forward? I mean, come on, the guy's lighting it up. It's only downfall. I guess he's 25, right? He's not young.
Yeah,
either.
It doesn't matter, though. You know, Winky had a, you know, Winky came to the NFL at 27.
Pickett was 24.
Old, right? Yeah. So, I mean, here's the thing. I'm sitting on a Hendon Hooker 60-1 shot to win the Heisman. He gets through this. He's not looking bad.
But on the next level,
you have to say why. And I always talk about this, you know, the way that the game has evolved. Justin Fields, you know, he gets a bad rap. I'm still buying into Justin Fields. People can hate on me on that. But the ability to run the football and keep your eyes downfield is something that you can't teach in the NFL, right? It's just either you got it or you don't have it, right? And I think Hendon Hooker has it in terms of the next level. Is he going to be now all of a sudden, I don't know, a top 5 quarterback? No, but I think he has the potential to be top 15 in the NFL. And I think he has the ability to lead a franchise to a potential division title or even a wild card. So why not? The kid's a gamer.
He's played against elite competition. He's experienced. And what I like about him, he's got the size, Joe. He's built like an NFL quarterback, 6'4", 225. There's a lot to like about Hendon Hooker right now. All right. So NC State and Syracuse. How about the Cuse, huh? Cuse are -3.5 point favorites. Jefferson is back for Arkansas this week, Joe, at BYU. I still like BYU in this game, though. Even though Jefferson's back.
Yeah, I lean to Arkansas. I like the over, 66.5. That game just screams like, you know, remember last year when Virginia and Brennan Armstrong went there?
BYU got shut down last week, Joe, by the Irish. Doesn't it feel like it's going to be the complete opposite this week? People are going to put up like 40.
Yeah. 40 or 50. I don't think both defenses will be able to stop anybody. I lean to Arkansas there just because of the offensive and defensive line play, SEC versus BYU. But I really like the over 66.5 in that ballgame. The Cuse game It's a little intriguing because I will say this. It opened at 5. You're seeing NC State money. They are just 6-12 straight up on the road or on a neutral field since 2019 under Dave Doran. I don't like that. Devin Leary potentially might not play. I don't know if you saw the game last week. I was on FSU. They gave that game away. It's an injury to his throwing arm. And Chambers, there's a significant drop-off in terms of productivity. I can't back NC State not knowing if Leary's 100%. And Syracuse has the potential to become bowl eligible. That's huge for Dino Babers. I'm going to lay it with Cuse. Not one of my better picks, but I like Cuse in terms of this matchup.
I'm looking at WRAL right now, Joe, local coverage of the Wolfpack. They're saying NC State has to do what's right for Devin Leary, not for themselves.
Yeah.
So it sounds, it's one of those, sounds scary. Like they, because Doran's uncommitted, isn't saying. So I think Doran wants to get the guy out there. And I think Leary's got to think, man, I got a life, I got a career ahead of this, right? I can't like be stupid for you here.
And it's his arm. It's not even a non-throwing shoulder.
It's his
throwing arm. Right. So
you can't mess around with his throwing arm. Like, come on.
I mean, come on. You know, so I don't like that recipe.
Jack Chambers. You're right. If it's Jack Chambers, they're not going to put it up enough points.
Yeah, I just think it's a different offense with Chambers at the helm. He struggled last week, and Florida State's defense is good, granted, but at the end of the day, he only completed 50% of his passes playing at home. Now you're going to the dome. That's a different animal. I would lay it with Syracuse.
All right, we're talking about money picks this weekend, and this is the one that it catches my eye, and I saw the number, and I'm like, really, huh? Oklahoma State plus 3.5. Took me a while to buy into this Oklahoma State team. I'll be honest with you, Joe. I bet against them a couple of times over the last couple of years, and I've learned my lesson to stop doing it. This isn't the old Brandon Weeden. This isn't the old choke job Gundy Oklahoma State team. This is a buckle up your chin strap, punch you in the mouth, play for 60 minutes. Great road team. Great against top 25 teams, Joe. Like all the traits of like a serious team. Yeah. Great in the fourth quarter, Joe, of close games. You ever notice every close game they're in? It's like they're the ones that are left standing after. And just to go over some of their numbers of what Gundy's doing right now and Sanders and these guys. So they're 9-1-1 against the spread, Joe, in their last 11 Big 12 football games. They're on a 6-0 ATS run right now. They've covered their last six straight football games. And how impressive is this? They're 15-4-1 against the spread, dude, in their last 20 games against top 25 ranked opponents. That's some serious stuff.
Yeah, it is. And think about this. They won last year 63-17. I understand that Gary Patterson was gone. It was an interim staff. I get that. But at the end of the day, I'm still not sold on TCU's defense. And to your point about how they've transformed under Mike Gundy, they are poised. They never lose their cool. Look at last week. They were down by double digits in that ball game. They just maintain their composure, and that's why I think they're a playoff caliber team. If they win the Big 12 championship, don't count out Mike Gundy and the crew. I love this team right now. They're playing well. They're focused. I think it rolls in Fort Worth on Saturday. I'm taking the points. I'm with you. I think they win this ball game outright.
Is it a track meet? It has to be, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, both offenses, you have TCU averaging 46 points per game. You have Oklahoma State 48. I mean, I'd be shocked if it's 13-6 heading into the fourth quarter. I mean, I'm just...
That's the difference here, Joe. Defense.
Right.
Isn't that the difference that they'll both score, but which defense can come up with more stops? And I think the Cowboys can.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like their third down defense better than I like TCU's. TCU allowing close to 40% on third down conversions. Obviously, Oklahoma State, one of the best in the nation, right in the area of about 28-30%. So that's the difference for me traveling on the road. Plus, I like Dominic Richardson. They have a much more physical rushing attack. They can run it between the tackles a little bit better than TCU that likes to utilize Max Duggan on the perimeter. That's why I'm buying into Oklahoma State.
All right, Joe, before we get you out of here, we'll hit quickly your picks on Clemson, Florida State. And the Mississippi State are really rolling out now, too, aren't they? It's a good football team with Will Rogers and company, Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. USC Trojans still undefeated right now. This is the spot that everybody thought, all right, this is where they're going to get knocked off for the first time coming into the year. But quite frankly, the Utes have underachieved so far, right, with two losses. What do you make of, and you know, and Clemson and FSU, I think FSU are overpriced or overrated, Joe. They're not fully back, yet people want to act like they're fully back now.
Well, I like Clemson. All right, so I'll hit USC first. I think that Utah matches up very well. This is their Super Bowl. They're out of the college football playoff. Everybody and a lot of sharp bettors were on Utah last week, right? Utah and Wazoo were key Pac-12 games from the sharp players, and they got blown out of both ball games. But this is the game I think Utah can wear down USC. USC's given up 152 rushing yards per game. I think they could get them into a lower scoring, ugly type of game. Rice Eccles, very difficult place to play. I'm not buying into this defense for USC as being elite. I think you could run on them. That's what Tavion Thomas and Cam Rising could do. I think they win this ball game anywhere from 10 to 13 points. It might be a one-score game headed into the fourth. Utah busts it open, so I like Utah in this matchup. And then on the flip side, I'm taking FSU. Maybe I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Clemson has won six straight, the last three by 30 points per game. But you go back to this game last year, I was on Clemson. They scored on the last play of the game with the laterals, covering as a 9.5-point favorite. The one thing I don't like about Clemson right now, they're not running the football consistently. Last two games, 144, 145 yards on the ground, coupled to where they were a few weeks ago with Wake Forest. They were up in the area of about 188. That's a big difference. I think that can put DJU into long third downs, and I've already said it. This is an upset special. Maybe I'm in the minority. Florida State in primetime strikes the upset over Clemson right now. I think they win a very close ball game, but taking the points, and I'm taking Florida State on the money line.
Joe Lisi with us just for two more minutes. Really, it's great to hang out with us, Joe, on Fridays, going over these college games. So before we get you out of here, NFL football, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, they returned to where they won the national championship, lit up that cigar, 221 receiving yards for Ja'Marr. We got that matchup with the Bengals, got the Bills and the Chiefs this week, Cowboys and Eagles, and your Miami Dolphins, Skylar Thompson. I like them. I don't trust. I like them, Joe. I don't think you look at the Minnesota Vikings, they were in London 2 weeks ago. You had a double doink. They won last week against the Chicago Bears. I don't trust Minnesota to win three football games in a row, two of them on the road like this. I think Skylar Thompson can do enough, and it seems like Bridgewater is practicing now as well. What's your take on that?
I like the over. I'll tell you that. I think there's points aplenty in South Beach, 45.5. I think both teams sail through that total. I'm just not sold on the running game for Miami. I think in order to beat, obviously, Minnesota, they're going to have to run the football. Not sold on that. I like Minnesota on the road. I'm with you about Cincinnati as well. I like Cincinnati in that ball game. I think Joe Burrow and that offense have come into form. It's a shame they lost that ball game on Baltimore Sunday night. I feel like Zach Taylor blew that matchup. I'm with you about the Bills. I like the Bills in that ballgame. I mean, you tell me, if you're a Bill fan, and I know you are, this is what you want. You want to avenge last year's loss, right? You want to go back to their house. You want to be the favorites in this ballgame. You want to upstage Pat Mahomes. I think they do it. I think they're still the most complete team in the AFC, and I think your Buffalo Bills make a statement at 4:30 Sunday afternoon.
Last one, Cowboys-Eagles, Sunday nighter.
Don't love it, but I would take the points. How can you not take Cooper Rush playing with house money? A team that's running the football and Micah Parsons in that defense. I got to take the road dog in that ballgame.
Great stuff. Check out Carver and Lisi a little bit later on this evening. I'll be on after on SiriusXM Channel 159 at midnight tonight. May the winners be yours, Joe. Enjoy the games.
Anytime, Gabe. Love the show.
There's Joe Lisi with his great stuff from Joe Lisi. We've got Dave Sharapan going to be joining us right from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're stacked at the back end, actually. Merrill, Mick, all kinds of chaos. Kurtz, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gable Morenzi. We're kicking it with the raging redhead. Normally, he's not here tonight. And I feel like right now would be the time. I'm like, all right, Cam, NHL hockey, what do you got for us? So in his honor, I will take the Detroit Red Wings. Played against the Montreal Canadiens. I was quite frankly surprised that the Montreal Canadiens beat the Toronto Maple Leafs. What was it, a Wednesday night? I don't think they'll beat the Detroit Red Wings, and there should be goals in this game. The Montreal Canadiens and the Red Wings both have a lot of skill up front. The Canadiens defensively are not the best team. We saw there was a 4-3 game when it was all said and done earlier in the week, but I think the Red Wings are going to get it done, but I'm not going crazy with this. You know what I mean? I'm betting hockey, but I bet big on the Rangers the other night and I won. Then I bet big on a bunch of games the other night and I lost like a bunch of them, especially now. I'm in football mode. We got $75,000 on the line this weekend in the contest. So that's what my focus has been. And also we've got college of football tonight, but give me the Detroit Red Wings. We'll get into the baseball with Dave Sharapan on the other side. Dave's going to join us. Look forward to San Diego and Los Angeles. Must-win situation for the Dodgers tonight, but it's rare you're going to get the Dodgers at the price that you're getting them this evening. As far as college football, we don't kick off until 7:30 with Navy and SMU, but for those of you tuning in right now that might not be with us for the second and third hour on the television side of things, I'm taking the military academy. I don't trust SMU. I don't trust SMU to lay this type of points. I wouldn't really trust them against anybody, let alone against a team that can run the ball and that can chew up the clock. This isn't the best Navy football team, and this isn't going to be our biggest bet of the weekend, but we're here to lay it down and win. So let's go with the middies plus the 12.5 points. Give me the Naval Academy and lay the price with the Detroit Red Wings. Not going crazy with the hockey pick, but we will go crazy with the baseball props on the other side. And let's get to the National Football League card as well. Game Time Decisions.